Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen Amma ba'd Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem Bismillahir rahmanir rahim Wa salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah Wa salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another wonderful episode on the Silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we are hopeful that you and your family is safe. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have an inspiring, another beautiful topic of discussion regarding the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is beloved to him. The Ummah is beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how fortunate, how lucky that you and I are included in the Ummah of the beloved Master, the last Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we're going to be discussing about how he sallallahu alaihi wasallam cares for us and is concerned about us, inshallah Azza wa Jal. A little more on that. After a few moments, let's make some good intentions by recalling the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make good intentions. And, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching or listening to this silsila of Madani channel for your pleasure and happiness. For the pleasure of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey this message to others as well, inshallah azza wa jal. There are so many wonderful blessings for reciting Durood e Pak, and I'm sure you may have heard many of them in the different silsilas that you are watching on Madani channel. You may have heard about the beautiful narrations regarding the excellences of Salat ala Nabi, but the important thing is, have I started to practice upon that, upon those narrations? Have I started to increase my recitation of salawat and durud-e-paak? Because who's going to benefit? I'm going to benefit. You are going to benefit. So take advantage of this before it is too late. In fact, we are advised by our mentors, by our scholars as well, that for your own benefit, for this world, the grave and the hereafter, we must take out some time from our busy schedules and dedicated to the recitation of Qur'an-i-Pak, Durood-i-Pak, Istighfar, Dhikrullah, and seeking knowledge of Deen from authentic sources which Dawud Islami provides, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. So dedicate some of that time, because that will help us if only we can realize this, inshallah Azza wa Jal. The person who recites Salawat and Durood-i-Pak just one time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that person 10 rewards, will forgive 10 sins, and will raise that person's status in his court by 10 times, subhanAllah, just for reciting one Durood e Pak. But our personal target individually should be recitation of Salawat and Durood e Pak a minimum of 313 times every day, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Let's be inspired by a beautiful kalam, Kaaba Dika Di Mawla. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Kaaba Dika Di Mawla, Kaaba Dika Di Mawla. Mushtaq nazar purnam hai palak Mushtaq nazar purnam hai palak Allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak Tarta hu nazar ashkon ki chamak Tarta hu nazar ashkon ki chamak Allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak Allah dikha kaabe ki jhalak
Kaabe ki tajalli dil pe pade Sab mail mere dil ke تجلی دل پہ پڑے سب میل میرے دل کے یوں دھلے سب میل میرے دل کے یوں دھلے دل نور سے تیرے جائے چمک دل نور سے تیرے جائے چمک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک
مشتاق نظر پر نم ہے پلک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک کرتا ہوں نظر اشکوں کی چمک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک
محور ہے جہاں بھر کا کعبہ منظر بھی سہانا ہے اس کا محور جہاں بھر کا کعبہ منظر بھی سہانا ہے اس کا منظر بھی سہانا ہے اس کا
ہے اس پہ فدا سب انس و ملک ہے اس پہ فدا سب انس و ملک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک مشتاق نظر پر نم ہے پلک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک کرتا ہوں نظر اشکوں کی چمک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک
میں حج بھی کروں عمرہ بھی کروں اللہ مدینے میں ہی مروں میں حج بھی کروں عمرہ بھی کروں اللہ مدینے میں ہی مروں اللہ مدینے میں ہی مروں
مولا تو دکھا طیبہ کی سڑک
مولا تو دکھا طیبہ کی سڑک
اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک مشتاق نظر پر نم ہے پلک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک کرتا ہوں نظر اشکوں کی چمک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک
جب پہلی نظر کعبے پہ پڑے دکھ درد سبھی دامن سے جھڑے جب پہلی نظر کعبے پہ پڑے دکھ درد سبھی دامن سے جھڑے دکھ درد سبھی دامن سے جھڑے
اور دل سے مٹے عشیاں کا تلک اور دل سے مٹے عشیاں کا تلک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک مشتاق نظر پر نم ہے پلک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک کرتا ہوں نظر اشکوں کی چمک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک
مدت سے کمال اپنی ہے دعا جب سامنے روزے کے ہوں کھڑا مدت سے کمال اپنی ہے دعا جب سامنے روزے کے ہوں کھڑا جب سامنے روزے کے ہوں کھڑا دکھ جائے مجھے آقا کی جھلک دکھ جائے مجھے آقا کی جھلک
اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک مشتاق نظر پر نم ہے پلک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک کرتا ہوں نظر اشکوں کی چمک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک مشتاق نظر پر نم ہے پلک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک کرتا ہوں نظر اشکوں کی چمک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک
اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ماشاء اللہ عز و جل آلویز بیوٹیفل اینڈ انسپائرنگ کلامس وی ہیئر وی لسن ٹو وی سی آن مدنی چینل اینڈ کنٹینیو لسننگ ٹو دیز کلامس اینڈ آلسو ریسائٹ دیم یور سیلف ڈزنٹ میٹر اف یو نو دا ٹیون اور یو ڈونٹ سو لانگ ایز اٹ کمز فرام دا انر ریسیسز آف یور ہارٹ ود سنسیئرٹی with love as well, and this will help to grow the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts. Our master sallallahu alaihi wasallam truly sincerely cares for you and I, for his ummati, and you know we need to be appreciative, because we could have been born in the ummah of any other prophet, and we love them all the anbiya alayhi wasalam, approximately 124,000 of them that were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the eras, throughout the ages. They came to guide mankind towards tawheed, towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring them to practicing the teachings of Islam. And subhanallah azza wa jal, we love them all, they are the crowns of our heads. But of course, we all know that the most beloved amongst them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is the imam of all anbiya wal mursaleen alayhim as-salam, is the beloved Rasul Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the chosen one. We know this. And how lucky we are that we have been born in the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But that means we have certain responsibilities, because my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he loved me as an ummati, as his follower. But what is my love? Is my love true for him, or is it just lip service? I want you to listen to this narration very carefully to get some kind of understanding of how much the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cares for you and I, cares for his ummah. The narrator is Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. And he says that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, on the day of judgment, Sayyiduna Nabi Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he will be present on the vast plain near the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, near the throne of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He will be dressed in two green garments. He will be looking at each person from his offspring who will be going towards Jannah. And he'll be also looking at each person of his offspring who are going towards Jahannam, hell. Allahu Akbar. In the meantime, he will see a person of my ummah, the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being taken towards Jahannam, going towards the hellfire. And he will say, Ya Ahmad, O Ahmad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Ahmad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will say, O father of mankind, I'm present, I'm here. Nabi Adam alayhi salam will say, this person of your ummah is going to hell, is going towards Jahannam. Hearing this, I will quickly follow the angels, walking swiftly towards them and say, O malaika, O angels of my Lord, stop. They will humbly request, they will say, we are only appointed angels, Ya Rasulullah. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, that only we do. We don't disobey him. When I will feel sad, I will humbly say, whilst pointing towards the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and holding my blessed beard with my left hand, O my merciful Lord, did you not promise me that you will not humiliate me regarding my ummah? A voice will come from the throne, the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O angels, obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and let this person return. I will then take out a piece of paper from my pocket and I will place it on the right side of the scale, al-mizan. I will place it on the right side and say Bismillah. This side will become heavier than the other side, subhanallah azza wa jal. A voice will then be heard that he is fortunate who has attained prosperity, subhanallah, and his scale of good deeds has become heavy. Take him to Jannah, take him to paradise. He was going towards hellfire, and through this shafa'a and intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through this concern of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he ends up going towards paradise, towards Jannah. Allahu Akbar. That one man, that person will say that, oh angels, wait, please let me talk to that person who has such great respect in the blessed court of the merciful Lord Azza wa Jal. Then he will say, may my parents be sacrificed for you. You have forgiven my mistakes and you had pity in my tears. Who are you? Subhanallah. How handsome is your luminous face? How beautiful is your appearance? Who are you? So I will say to him, I am your prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is the durood that I took out that piece of paper, the durood which you would send upon me. It has benefited you completely at your time of need. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this is going to happen, not just in the future of this world, after every person has been finished, has tasted death, after every creature is destroyed, after the entire universes, all of it, universes, multiverses, whatever you want to call it, after all of creation ceases to exist, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise all of them again. Each individual will be raised, will be resurrected. On that time, at that time, that future we're talking about, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has this ilmul ghaib, knowledge of the future, knowledge of the hidden, subhanallah, through the grant and bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he knows whatever has taken place, whatever is taking place, whatever will take place, even on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. This is one hadith only we have shared. He knows what's going to happen. All of this is given, this knowledge is given by Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And how much does he care? How much does he care for you and I? Because we don't know. Maybe that person will be me. Maybe that person will be you. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Because the reality of it is, on the Day of Judgment, every person is going to be nafsi nafsi. Every man for himself. So there it will be individualism. For the normal public, for us, it will be individualism. Myself, myself. Brothers will run away from each other. Children will run away from their parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the glorious Quran, Surah Abasa, verses 34 to 37. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه. Translation from Ganjun Iman. On that day, man will flee from his own brother and from his mother and father and from his wife and sons. On that day, each one has just one worry, which is sufficient for him for not caring about others. Every person is going to be for themselves. But on this day, may we be sacrificed upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that even at that very difficult time, at that time when our own parents, our own children, our own close ones, the people that we love in this world, who love us, the people that we are close to in this world, our friends, they won't be interested at all in helping us, because they will be worried about themselves. What is going to be their condition? What is going to be my way towards hell? Towards heaven. My scale is going to be heavier on which side? Good deeds or bad deeds? What's going to happen? Which hand am I going to receive my book of deeds? Allahu Akbar. Every person will be worried about themselves. But our beloved Master, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at that so crucial time, is going to think about you and I. Not just that, from the very beginning, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he worried about us. When he sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born, Eid Miladun Nabi, as we celebrate around the world, and subhanallah, this is increasing around the world to celebrate the blessed birth and arrival of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yes, shaitan and his people, they will always be forever unhappy and displeased, and they can live like that and leave the world like that. They will answer in the court of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Nevertheless, even when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, what a blessed birth. In purity he was born, smelling of musk, Allahu Akbar. And he goes into sajda as a newborn baby, thinking about his ummah. From the very beginning, as he entered into this dunya, thinking about who? You and I, his ummati, thinking about us, Allahu Akbar. Even at the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's apparent demise, do you know who was the last person to exit the blessed grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Yes, he is our living Nabi. That's no doubt. That is our Islamic belief, that he is Hayatul Nabi. He is the living Prophet. In fact, all the Anbiya alaihi wasallam, Awliya, Shuhada, they are physically alive in their blessed graves. And Allah Jalla Jalaluhu gives them ability to help us, ability to do many things. Subhanallah. So Sayyidina Qusam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the last one to exit the blessed grave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I saw, in the summary of the narration, I saw the blessed lips of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as he was laying there in the qabr, in the grave, his blessed grave. It was moving. Allahu Akbar. And what was he saying? He was saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, O Allah, my ummah, O Allah, my ummah, my Lord, my Ummah, my Lord, my Ummah. He was thinking about us even at that time. So the moment he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enters into this world, and the moment that he, in his blessed qabr, thinking about you, thinking about me, thinking about his Ummah, and that too on the Day of Judgment, he's going to be thinking about his Ummah. Subhanallah. Even if the Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throughout his blessed life, was thinking about us, made dua for us, even did a sacrifice of an animal for his ummah, for you and me, thinking about us, making dua for us, making dua for the forgiveness of our sins. Subhanallah. And our deeds are presented to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. And scholars have mentioned, even if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even once mentioned, leave numerous amounts of times, even just mentioned one time, O Allah, my Ummah, that is sufficient. And even if we, our entire lives, said, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habiballah, Ya Nabiyallah, Ya Nurullah, in these ways, it would never be able to show the complete appreciation for him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, O Allah, my Ummati, one time even. We need to ask ourselves some serious questions. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught about us. He taught about us, he remembered us, and he's concerned for us. Even now, subhanallah, he is concerned, he cries for us. But what is my connection? How do I remember him? He remembers me as his ummati. He's concerned about me here, on the Day of Judgment as well. He makes dua for me. Subhanallah. And what about me? Am I concerned how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may feel because of my deeds? Or how do I live my life? The person who truly loves us, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who remembered us, who cares for us, who is concerned for us and makes dua for us, what is my response? How much do I care about that relationship? Do I thank Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by following what he commanded me to do? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in Al-Quran that whatever the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you, you must take it. And whatever he forbids you from, you must refrain from that. You must abstain. So, am I following his sunnah, the perfect lifestyle, or am I disregarding that and opting to choose, to imitate, to emulate that which is opposite to the sunnah, to embrace liberalism, immorality, immodesty, and a lifestyle, a mindset which goes against Islamic teachings, which goes against the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law, which goes against the teachings of Al-Quran, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, to whom we are going to return sooner than we realize. So what is my lifestyle? What is the pattern of my life? What are my routines? How is my mindset built? Is it in accordance with Islamic values and teachings or not? Then I can get some understanding which way I'm heading in. Am I heading in the right way or the wrong way? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to guide us towards the straight path. He came to purify us. He came to show us the way. Have I embraced that way? go another way. So in that lies salvation and success. I want Jannah. As an ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of us, we want to go into paradise. We don't want to be accountable for the sins, for the shortcomings, for whatever wrongs that I do in this world. We don't want it. We want to enter into paradise without accountability. I need to work for it. How I have to work, I have to put in efforts to get my money, my salary, my wages, my income, or to attain something. Some effort is required. Whether it's minor or major effort, that depends on your personal circumstances, on your connections. But some, I have to pick up that phone, or I have to send the messages. I have to do something in order to attain that, to get Jannah. Just like that. How is it going to happen? Yes, Jannah, a person will only enter paradise through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the shafa'ah and intercession and help of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment. So, which direction is my life taking me in? I can decide to change. It starts in the mindset, with the mindset, in the mind, that you change your mindset and you change everything. That's where it starts. It depends on me, how I want to live my life. Yes, I have that limited free will. That option is there, the choice is there. Do I choose the right way or the left way? The right way or the wrong way? Which way I want to choose? Many of us, unfortunately, through the wasawis and the evil whispers of shaitan, that he whispers into the hearts and minds of people. And because we do not subdue and overpower our nafsul ammara, our desires, our ego, or the carnal self, it overpowers us. And we become a slave to that. We become obedient to the evil whispers of shaitan. When are we going to become slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When are we going to become slaves of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Slaves of this deen. What my deen teaches me, what my Islam teaches me, only that I will follow. A Muslim is one who submits his will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to a beautiful verse of the glorious Quran, showing that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is worried about you and I. He is concerned for you and I. Allah jalla jalaluhu says in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 128, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, they has come to you, that messenger, from amongst yourselves, heavy upon him is your suffering. He immensely desires your well-being, utmost kind, merciful for the believers, for the Muslims. This is very clear for us to understand that he's worried about us. Are we worried about ourselves? I'm just constantly, continuously engaging in different types of sins. Regarding my eyes, that I look at that which is prohibited, I listen to, I speak, I do that which is prohibited, that I use this tongue to backbite, to slander, to lie, or to cause frictions amongst family members, amongst different people, to create fitna. Do you think there's no accountability for this? All of this is being written down by the angels, kiram and katibin. They are waiting. They are writing. As soon as one letter comes out, it's written down. It's recorded. As soon as one action that we do, no matter how insignificant we think it may be, it's all recorded in the book of deeds. And we will be held accountable on the Day of Judgment. So think about this. And how my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cared, is caring, and cares for me, What is my response? How do I react to this? Should I not care that my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ordered me to do this, so I need to do this to please him? Should I not care that he has ordered me not to do these things, so therefore I'm not going to do those things in order to please him? So where is my loyalty? Loyalty, obedience. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. That is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants from you and I as Muslims. And don't you see so many those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given hidayah and guidance to Islam, to embrace Islam? How many reverts out there? They realize the truth. And so many of them become better than even born Muslims. Than so many born Muslims. So we should take a lesson from this. Take a lesson from this. That I am a born Muslim. Am I reading my salahs? Have I established my 5 times salah? Am I performing my salah properly, correctly? The tasbihat in ruku and sujood, am I pronouncing them properly? The qira'ah and the recitation of Quran in salah or out of salah, am I reciting it properly? My postures of ruku and sujood, is it correct? And like this, everything else, have I imbued my life with the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ? How I eat, how I sleep, how I talk, how I converse with people, how I behave with people, or do I just say anything that, you know, vulgarism, obscenities, bad words, immodest talk, immodest behavior, bad character, bad mannerisms come out from me? So how am I going to make others' minds? How am I going to display the beauty of Islam through my akhlaq and character? Something for us to think about. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cared so much about his ummah that because of the difficulty of those who were weak, those who were sick, those who were laborers from amongst his ummah, he did not delay the Isha salah till 1/3 of the night. Out of concern for the weak, for the sick, and for the little ones, for the children, he gave the command not to extend the recitation, the qira'ah of the Qur'an during salah. He sometimes did not offer the nawafil at night, lest it become fard upon the ummah. Due to the ummah falling into difficulty, he forbade them from observing the fast of Sawm-e Wisal, which means continuous fast without having iftar on the next day. He did not make Hajj fard every year because the ummah may face difficulty. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, would stay awake at night. And he would remain engaged in ibadah, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would plead earnestly in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the forgiveness of his ummah. And he would do this to such an extent that his blessed feet would often become swollen while standing. What am I giving back? What are you and I giving back? And we don't have to give back a lot. We have to give back our appreciation and our gratefulness in the form of loyalty and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to a short clip on the book of life is incomplete without patience. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
My dear Song brothers, the circumstances of life do not remain the same day to day. Some of his days begin with happy news, while some days are full of sad news. Some days are full with delight and pleasure, while some days are full with miseries and calamities. Sometimes it is the man who is affected with calamities, and sometimes it's his own family and business. In short, miseries and worries are a part of one's life. It is for this reason that Islam teaches a person to be patient during troubles and be thankful to Allah Azza wa Jalla when he is happy. My dear Islam brothers, the meaning of patience is to hold the nafs from anything from which the wisdom and sharia require one to stop. In zahir, outwardly, the word sabr, sad, ba, ra, in the Arabic language consists of only 3 letters, but it encompasses a whole universe of courage, confidence, forbearance, tolerance, and many other good qualities. The great Imam, Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states that patience is beautiful when no one can distinguish that the person is distressed. To observe patience is a great virtue. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned patience in the Holy Quran more than 70 times, and numerous ranks and goodness have been attributed to it as well. Moreover, Allah Azza wa Jal has promised to be with the patient one. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wasbiru inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. Be patient, indeed Allah is with those who are patient. Furthermore, it has been mentioned in the Holy Quran that patience is the cause to attain the closest of Allah Azza wa Jal. Not only that, patience is the cause to attain leadership in religion, the best and accountable reward, help from Allah Azza wa Jal, and the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sadly, nowadays, we have distanced ourselves from patience. This is generally the reason why a large number of people are suffering from lethal diseases such as mental stress, depression, diabetes, and high blood pressure. Remember, even the so-called wise men fall short of common sense when they become impatient. Sadly, today, our society is heading towards destruction due to being patient in our worldly and religious affairs. Fights are becoming prevalent, people harbor grudge and enmity, their sleeves are rolled up, and they are always ready to fight. My dear Islamic brothers, the Holy Prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is the best example of the display of patience or forbearance. If we see the sirat of the Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in his entire life, we see a great amount of patience. Ma'azallah, the disbelievers caused pain and distress to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They pelted him with stones, laid thorns on his way, they put filth on his blessed body, they intimidated him, threatened him, they used foul language against him, they conspired to even kill him. But the Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam never retaliated against them. He not only observed patience, but he informed and told his companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum to observe patience as well. There's a saying, the Holy Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also comforts us by saying that if someone suffers from misery, he should remember my sufferings in relation to his sufferings. Indeed, that is the greatest of all miseries. My dear Islam brothers, we see that the book of life is incomplete without patience. So it's important that we observe patience at all times. Even if one faces troubles, worries, unreasonable opposition and grief, the best answer to all of these is patience. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the wealth of patience. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. These short clips are there to give us an instant boost, to give us some information and some authentic knowledge. And we learn from these things. You know, when you're attending the weekly Sunnah-inspired Ijtima of Dawud Islami, or the Dars, or Home Dars, or specialized classes for grown-ups, and traveling on Madani Qafilas, etc., you pick up two things here, three things here, two things here, and this is a way of developing yourself. And one of the best ways to develop oneself in order to become a better Muslim, a better human being. Because a complete believer and Muslim is the best human being in manners, in speech, in mentality, internally, externally. So subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, join this fragrant and beautiful Madani movement of Dawud Islami in order to help us create that mindset that I must be loyal to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must be loyal to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I must be loyal to the teachings of my deen al-Islam. I must be loyal to the teachings of the glorious Quran. And don't just stop there. I must strive to reform myself and people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. And then take this, starting with your families and then your communities and societies at large. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الله 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 الله
remembrance of